This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Billy Stats here with Fox Sports Knoxville, and I'm here to tell you DraftKings Sportsbook is not only my favorite sportsbook, but it's America's top-rated sportsbook. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN when you sign up to turn $1 into $150 in free credits. Bet on the basketball team of your choice to win the next game, and if they do, you will claim $150 in free credits. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps for a limited time and only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Tennessee only, restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
Thank you. I will drink until next morning.
All right, and good morning, and welcome into another Friday morning edition of The Blitz, live here on Fan Run Radio, AM 1340, FM 105.7. Chance Collins, Charlie Collier with you for the next couple hours here live from the Fan Run studios. You might say it's a Friday. Friday gang, we made it once again to the end of the week. You can watch our smiling faces and watch along with us on our Periscope feed live at Facebook Live at Fox Sports Knox. Also on Twitter at Fox Sports Knox as well. And if you need to creep at work, head on over to the live stream at fanrunradio.com. Just hide your cookies. And click the live link at the top to listen to us. And if you like apps, well, you got one of those too with Fan Run Radio. And you can take us wherever you may go. Charlie, what's up, man? Happy Friday.
What's up? Happy Friday.
Charlie back behind the booth today. It's been a while.
That just means you're going to hear a little bindi.
Oh, yeah. Well, I know that. Would you say that is your number one go-to?
No. Wait, what
like,
do you
as
mean?
As far as, like, it's your favorite group?
Not even
you're
close.
Riding down the country roads?
Not even close.
Not even close. You play a lot of it. It's just because we don't have
I mean, my options are that and twang, Chance.
That's true.
I do. I mean, I love
Are they
them.
In
I
your
love
top three?
Top three, no.
Wow. I thought they were.
No, top three is Tyler Childers, Cody Jenks, Cody Johnson.
Do you like Sturgill?
I like Sturgill.
He's coming to the Ryman.
Yeah, I want to. There's
He's
a lot of
He's coming to our
I
neck of the
see.
Woods, Middle Tennessee.
I love going to the Ryman. I saw Cody Johnson
Ryman's
at the Ryman
got the best
recently.
Acoustics in the town.
Cody Johnson at the Ryman and Tyler Childers at the Ryman are like two of my three favorite concerts ever. Like those two and then J. Cole down in Atlanta.
J. Cole, I'd like to see a J. Cole concert.
But
that'd be pretty good.
I want to see Theo Vaughn, the comedian.
Let's see. Let me look him up. See if I know who he is. Theo Vaughn.
From
I might
Louisiana.
Know who he is. You want to see him live or you saw him at the Ryman?
I want to see him live. He's coming to Knoxville October 2nd.
You going?
And I bought tickets the day they came out. Like, pre-sale, everything. Got Theo great Vaughn. Seats.
I've seen this guy.
And then...
He's okay.
Last week, my uncle texted me. He was like, hey, we're going to Vegas October 2nd. So...
Is Theo Vaughn going to be there? Or that's
no,
when he's
that's
be
when
here.
He's in Knoxville. So
gotcha.
Now I have to try to find a different way to see him and sell those tickets. Because my uncle said that's when we're going to Vegas. And... He texts me we're going to Vegas. I'd go to Vegas.
Well, if you're going to tell me Brooks of Dunn was your favorite act, I got a good friend. That's his favorite act.
I mean, they're up there. I love Brooks of Dunn.
Any karaoke, he's doing Neon Moon. And
that's
with
a
that
tough karaoke
said,
song.
It
that's
is.
A little slow. Good Directions.
It is.
Man. Good Directions is my favorite
Some of her
karaoke
sweet tea.
Song. It's my go-to karaoke song. Absolutely. 100 times out of 100.
That's a good one. That's a solid one. I was going to tell you, B&D, though, they're coming to nearby, I think, Indiana, maybe.
Wait, really?
Yeah, like in August, because he's going. That's how I know that.
I mean, yeah, I love Brooks and Dunn. I just, yeah. I don't like enough of their music a lot. Like, you know, they're
Who's your,
they're
you said,
deep cuts, the ones that weren't
singles. You
threw out
Theo Vaughn there. Who's your favorite comedian?
That is a tough one.
Just give me, like, your top three.
Are they all...
Dead or alive, also.
Dan Cummins, Chad Daniels, Daniel Tosh, John Mulaney.
I'd like Tosh Nate lost Bargatze. His fastball.
Well, I mean, he didn't lose his fastball. He just hasn't put out a special in 6 years now. He still does live shows.
I used to watch Tosh.0 like every week.
I love him.
It jumped the shark because, you know, it was
Kamal, Nino, Roger, whatever. Dimitri Martin, Hannibal Buress.
Hannibal Buress is really good. Like him.
Cat Williams.
Cat's okay. He's good, though. My favorite.
Aziz Ansari.
Yeah, Aziz is pretty good. I like Master of None.
Bert Kreischer.
You watch a lot of comedy, I see.
Every day.
Every day?
Every night when I go to sleep.
That's what you go to sleep to?
Every night when I go to sleep, I go to my Pandora app, and
I can't do that.
And I turn on, I've perfected my comedy station at this point over the last 5 years now.
If I watch a comedy special late at night, I got to watch the entire thing, and then I'm going to be up.
Well, no, I just put it on shuffles, and it's just different bits from different specials that are just play throughout the night, and I sit there, and I fall asleep in my bed and I let it play the entire time I sleep. And then sometimes when I'm lucky, I can hear it in my dreams.
Okay. I guess that's cool, hearing your dreams.
Yeah, like sometimes you just dream you're at the show and then like you're
seeing.
You know
what I watch late at night? Put me asleep and see if you can guess.
I'm going to guess Chopped.
No, not Chopped. I like a good food show, though.
Is it a food show at all?
No, it's not.
Don't give me any hints. Or besides that, I mean, don't tell me. I'm going to get this.
No food show.
So not a food show.
I'll give you four more guesses.
Is it like an HGTV show?
No, it's not any type of home improvement.
Is it?
Or garden.
Like a Restaurant Impossible Bar Rescue type show?
No, I'm not a really big reality show guy.
Bar Rescue is a great show.
No, it's a good one. No, I've watched it plenty of times, and it is a good one, and then I can relate to it in the industry that I'm
so
in.
So it is. This is a fictional show?
No, it's real. I feel like you don't have to like stay in the show range, but it's...
Cops.
You're on to a certain...
Live PD.
Nah, I do like Live PD.
First 48.
That's pretty good.
News.
No, I like the news too, but First 48. I guess I'll give you kind of that. It's more of like crime drama, but like true crime, like investigation, discovery, true crime, missing people, demented murderers, documentaries on demented people who murder people.
Make you feel better about yourself.
But it's all true stuff. Like, you know.
Yeah.
Make me feel better about myself. I am really. Some people think it's weird, especially people that I know. Like, oh, you always watch this investigation, people dying and these sad stories.
I think it's interesting.
I think it's interesting. One,
I love
one,
a good mystery.
The psyche of the crazy ones that go on to kill people or do very terrible things to some of these people. And then just like, I guess the psyche of people having to deal with it, like how they kind of overcome and like their tenacity to find their daughter's killer, things like that, like for years and years and years, other stuff. But yeah, like all like a lot of true life stuff, true crime. And like, you know, I like watching the ones where it might profile a detective or a group of detectives that are going out and finding the bad guy. Like I like them cracking the case, like cold case files, things like that too. So yeah, true life. That's my jam. I can never do the comedy. And sometimes I might, you know, throw on the Sports Center or something like that.
I love comedy. I mean, comedy movies, stand-up comedy, rom-coms. I just love comedy. I love to laugh. I love jokes.
I love to laugh, too. Top comedian, though, my favorite, he has passed on, Bernie Mac.
Oh, I love Bernie Mac.
Huge Bernie Mac fan. Outside of him, really big Dave Chappelle fan. I went to the
Dave Chappelle show
when he did come to Knoxville.
Didn't that not go well?
It did not go well at all because people understand. You go to a stand-up routine.
I've heard
let the jokes hit. You don't heckle.
I've heard that Knoxville has a bad problem with heckling, and
yeah.
Comedians won't come here anymore.
No, they won't.
Like comedians hate Knoxville.
He said
they're
would.
Just now starting to come back.
All right, so I'll tell you exactly what he said. I have to bleep it out. But he like it was when he first came back from the whole Dave Chappelle moved to Africa and went crazy. Didn't want the big Comedy Central. $20 million deal or something for the Dave Chappelle show. So he's back on tour and he's doing all these different shows and it's a hit. Like you're making money everywhere. And I remember I bought four tickets because I knew they were going to sold out as quickly as they did. And I, you know, scalped them to some people raise the price a little bit. Anyways, great time. But like throughout the show, people kept saying, like, you know, yelling at him, "How was Africa? Why'd you leave Comedy Central?" Like doing, and like not letting jokes sit. And then also, like you're saying, people were heckling him. So at the end of the show, of the routine, he said, "I brought the damn fine china," but he didn't say damn. "But y'all wanted the bleeping paper plates. Like, I brought this great product, and then you guys just ruined it the entire time on this, you know, cheaper version." And he said that he like did like a review or like talking to somebody, said he'd never be back to Knoxville. It was a horrible experience for him.
I was talking to somebody that used to frequent the comedy club when we had it, like really into comedy, has been around Knoxville forever. And she said, I mean, comedians come
to
Knoxville.
Side splitters.
She said people come to Knoxville all the time, like used to, and every time a comedian comes to Knoxville, the crowd is awful to them.
Yeah.
It's just not a good town for comedy. And the comedians, you know, talk to each other. They hear about it, and they talk, and they let each other know, like, they're not coming
back.
Don't
go there. Don't go there. I like Eddie Murphy. I also like Chris Rock.
I saw comedians have finally started coming back to Knoxville a little bit, it feels like. But I saw Tom Segura the week after we lost.
Of course, Richard Pryor.
The week after we lost to Georgia State. And he came out on stage. And
he's good.
He's great. But he had mentioned the heckling thing. And yeah. Like, he had mentioned, like, he'd heard about it. He said, "So I'm just going to go ahead and just shut you guys up from the start." And he was like, "So Tennessee fans?" And everybody was like, "Yeah." Oh. And then he laid in to Tennessee football for like 5 minutes straight. Made fun of the Georgia State loss, everything else. It was
pretty good stuff.
I was upset, but I was also like, this is pretty funny.
Pretty good stuff. Sounds like it was. 865-546-8200. 546-8200 is our number if you would like to chime in on this beautiful Friday morning. On the other side, we'll talk a little Tennessee football. When we get to a little MLB today and more. We do have the Olympics tonight, the opening ceremony, the Parade of Nations. Are you excited? We'll talk about that as well. This is The Blitz. This is Fan Run Radio.
Between COVID and the lack of spectators and the cardboard beds and the travel and, you know, everything else going on, the fact that, you know, you just keep having COVID impact these Olympics, it's just it's a big mess. But
pretty excited, though.
I'm excited. I like the Olympics a lot. Like,
we missed the Olympics the entire because of the pandemic last year. But we get the opening ceremony, see the Parade of Nations tonight, see what everybody's rocking. All their athletic gear is sponsored by different entities or sometimes different designers. The U.S., they're rocking a lot of the Kim Kardashian line this year, I saw.
Hey, Kim K.
So that I always like the Parade of Nations opening ceremony.
I mean, I love the Olympics. Me too. I get really fired up for it.
I do. It brings out everybody's patriotism.
We could use some patriotism this year.
Yeah, the Olympics, maybe we'll run the table with the gold medals. I know you guys were talking about a prop up on FanDuel yesterday. How many medals was that for the United States?
It was like 44.5 for the United States.
Over under 44.5?
That's the easiest over under I've ever heard.
That's pretty solid.
They added like 33 new events this year. I feel like we're already winning close to that much before we added 33 new events.
What would be your Olympic event if you were an Olympic athlete?
Synchronized swimming.
Really? I do like to watch synchronized swimming, though.
Water polo? I don't know. Maybe just throwing stuff.
I mean, seriously, like, really? Like, well, what would be the one that... Oh, that over-under of 44? In the last Olympics, the United States won 121 medals.
Yeah.
That's easy.
Gold medals, though, specifically.
Oh, gold medal. Oh, not just medals in total. I was like, that's stupid. Gold medals, then they probably won like 47 or something.
Let's see.
They won 46. That's why.
Yeah. I got the full list of sports here.
I would say mine would be, if I was, you know, my dream as an Olympic athlete, no doubt, I would...
100% pick track and field, 100 meters, the relay. Or maybe even go for be the all-around guy, trying to do something like the decathlon. That was always cool.
I think I could badminton. Badminton would be what good for me. Baseball.
Badminton, yeah, baseball.
Wait, what the heck? There is basketball and 3v3 basketball.
Really?
That's a weird one.
Well, I'd go for the three on three.
Golf is a fun one always. Rowing. We added skateboarding and sport climbing and surfing this year.
Skateboarding. Is Tony Hawk too old to be out there for Team USA?
He came out of retirement the other day.
Did he?
Yeah, I left my TV on ESPN on accident. Like, just, I was playing video games on the other TV, wasn't paying attention.
What game were you playing?
The show.
Yeah.
And
RTTS.
Diamond Dynasty. And the X Games came on. I was like, oh, here's the X Games. I feel like this happens 5 times a year, but okay. And I wasn't paying attention, but then I hear a reporter go, and we have breaking news, some of the biggest breaking news in the history of the X Games. This is crazy. So, like, I turn it up and, like, pause my game to watch, and they're like, Tony Hawk is coming out of retirement to just compete in this one X Games. And
in this X Games or?
No, it was when, in that X Games. And
when is that happening?
That was, like, last weekend. That's what I was just saying.
Oh, sorry. I missed that. I was looking at an article right now, and they were talking about the Olympics and Tony Hawk, but I guess it's just him talking about
but yeah, and that he he's just glad like, that for the first time in over a decade, he just went out and like did a little X Games stuff, and then...
Did he win?
No.
Did he look old?
No, he looked pretty decent. A 12-year-old won, which was maybe even weirder than Tony Hawk coming out. It was just like, I was trying to figure out why this kid was out here and you know, who he was supposed to be with. And then he just gets on a skateboard and did a 1080 and won a gold medal.
Wow.
I don't know. I've just always been a big Olympics guy. My uncle was a Paralympian. He won a couple gold medals, or bronze medals, 3 of them, I think, for the U.S.
Yeah, you told me that. That's pretty cool. I'd like to see Tony Hawk if you'd have gotten a chance to compete in the Olympics. Have you picked your sport over there? Your event?
What's the question here? Like
what would be the event? Like your dream?
Like that I would just want to be the best at?
Like if you were an Olympic athlete.
Maybe, counting like the baseballs and the basketballs and stuff?
Yes, you can. Those are Olympic events then, where you win medals. Would it be baseball or basketball?
Baseball.
Okay.
I think, like...
I always thought it'd be be basketball for me because I grew up in the era of the dream team of 92, but I'd want to do the track and field.
Which, side note, by the way, handball, I'm 100% convinced right now, like, I personally guarantee it, that I'm an Olympic-quality handball player right now. Handball looks like the easiest sport I've ever seen.
Really? You think you just go out and play handball?
Yeah, I know I could.
I promise I could. Oh, come on.
And imagine if we got some of our like actual athletes playing on our handball team. Like, even if we just got like a couple retired quarterbacks even. Like, if we just went and got like Josh McCown to come play on our handball team, we would beat every team by 1,000. Or, you know, maybe Josh McCown and like Carlos Zambrano and... I guess he's not American. CC Sabathia, like just a couple guys with those big arms.
Why do you think these guys would excel in handball? Maybe Josh McCown. CC's kind of big.
Because you're just like throwing a ball at a net with an unathletic middle-aged man trying to prevent it.
I thought there's isn't it like 7-on-7?
Yeah, I think it's 7-on-7.
Yeah, it's 7-on-7. And you're throwing like a volleyball.
You're throwing like a ball that's
no, it's
like
a volleyball.
That's like the size of my hand.
Hence why the name is handball.
Yes.
Ooh. So you think you can go out and dominate this?
Yes.
I'm watching it right now. I don't think you can.
I guarantee it. I would like, bet this, any amount of money in the world.
This is no knock to you. These guys seem a little bit smaller in stature. You're a big dude. You're big and tall.
I would physically dominate these fools.
None of these guys are that big. Like, you talked about CeCe.
You think they're getting around me?
And they're like,
I'm getting physical.
They're like doing like pirouettes in the air.
Also, I'm gotta imagine that they are probably the softest athletes in the world. I would physically.
These guys are throwing these balls and they're jumping up and down.
I would physically dominate them.
Spinning it into this small.
I would intimidate them. I would make them never want to play handball again. I mean, give me a different country to go play in handball.
And they're not slow.
Let me go play the Swedes in handball. They're gonna go back home and they're never gonna play the sport again. They're never gonna watch the sport again.
I don't think you do it. I'm watching it too. Watching these ladies are pretty good too.
Now I feel like I probably need to watch some handball.
I'm watching this highlight. Like, have you seen handball?
Yeah, kind of. I've also heard about. I don't know. I've listened to Pardon My Take too, and them talk about how easy handball is, and I agree. They were talking about it with Jay Cutler. Jay Cutler has gotten in trouble for ripping into handball.
What is this that you think that you can just do handball? I know you, and you were like, I've kind of seen it. What?
Okay, now I'm looking at it. I would score every time.
No, you would not.
Look at how easy this is.
These guys are very.
That is this is terrible. I'm watching the women, so I guess that doesn't count. Like, I'll watch like real handball, but.
Whoa. What do you mean by the women doesn't count and you'll watch real handball?
Well, I mean, like, in towards of telling if it's hard or not, just because they're not as good as men at sports.
I seem like they're moving around pretty nice. I don't know about this, man. Like, these guys, like I said, doing, like, pirouettes in the air, jumping up and down.
This looks like just kids in a gym class.
I don't know if you got bunnies
like that. I'm watching France and China in the Olympics play handball, and, like, this is... I almost guarantee, I would bet my life that I could find 9 other friends and form a handball team and beat at least one country in the Olympics.
What are you talking about?
I'm watching them right now. This is the least impressive thing I've ever seen. Like, the goalie looks like he is not an athlete. The goalie looks like he's just your average like football fan and you know, had a couple beers in the morning before the handball match. Like,
that's going to be you.
No, never. I respect the games. I mean, every shot I've seen so far, the goalie isn't even getting close to stopping it. Which, like, it's a pretty small ball, a pretty big net. And you're just throwing it at the net with one person in front of you, like it's trying to stop it. I would personally score 15 goals a game minimum.
Okay, take me to break. 546-8200. If you think you can be a handball master like Charlie,
I don't give think, us a call. Chance, I don't think I know. You know, I know this sport is a joke.
546-8200, that's our number. Chime in with us. We'll look at some of the Olympic stories. On the other side, let's talk a little bit of Vol football, though, for a bit. This is The Blitz. Keep it here on Fan Run Radio. Welcome back. Blitz, Fan Run Radio, Chance Collins, Charlie Collier. Couple more segments left in this first hour. You see Tommy? You see the video of Tommy?
Who is Tommy referring to?
Thomas Brady. Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers got their Super Bowl rings.
Oh, yeah. Like over yesterday.
They got them yesterday.
So Mike Evans let his couple fans try his ring on. That was cool.
Those were nice. They had a lot of diamonds on Brady's. Had all the encrusted diamonds. You know, the Super Bowl champions. The Bucks logo. And had 12 above it, MVP. You think Brady can really get another one? That's number 7.
I mean, it depends on if his defense wants to get him one or not. Honestly.
I mean, we can continue to talk about the guy's defense, but he... He didn't play great in the playoffs. Yes, he had some bad games. He almost lost.
He also,
bad,
I mean, he had
Redskins
a
game.
He had a stretch during the season.
He had a stretch like early on, but then you could say that definitely like middle part to the end, he was good.
The middle part of the season, he went 5 straight games without completing a pass further than 20 yards in the air.
Well, Peyton Manning used to do that all the time. People around here still
think
he's a great.
He was like 0 for 30 something.
Brady had a nice year. I know you don't like Tom
I mean,
Brady.
He won a Super Bowl. Like, that's obviously a nice year, but like again, let's not act like he was some world
beater. Nobody's acting
last year
like that. I asked you, can he win another one?
And I said, if his defense delivers.
Oh, but you can't say that
he can't.
That,
well,
that
he,
the Bucs would have won one without him, Charlie.
But he is not capable of winning a Super Bowl anymore without an elite defense. So if the Bucs defense is elite again, then yes, he can win another Super Bowl.
I would say in the NFL, a lot. Most of the teams generally, outside of a couple here and there that have not, but if you get Super Bowl, you do have an elite defense generally most of the time.
I mean, I disagree with that. I think with a
throw
good
some teams out there for me. Give me some examples.
With a good offense and a mediocre defense, it's always, I mean, that's usually good enough.
Chiefs defense wasn't really mediocre when they won. I know they have an
elite. I mean, like middle of the pack. They were like a middle of the pack defense.
Well, it doesn't even have to – sometimes it doesn't mean you're the best defense in the league. And
I mean, if Brady literally –
if you're playing the best defense at the
Brady,
right time.
If Brady, like, literally didn't have the best defense besides the Rams, like, he wouldn't have won last year.
I don't know about that.
Your Packers should have won if the Bucs defense wasn't absurd because Tom Brady turned it over a plethora of times and somehow they only got 3 points out of it.
Bad coaching.
But if you get any other defense, it's not the Bucs or the Rams or maybe the Redskins. Outside of those three defenses, if you do that, if any other team in the NFL does that against the Packers capitalize with at least 14 to 21 points, and they win. I mean, all respect to Tom Brady in the world. Like, he's legendary, great guy, a winner. Instills a winning culture. Like, I'm not denying that, but to act like his defense wasn't the most important factor in their Super Bowl win is misguided.
I think I would say the most important factor in their win was having him at quarterback and like you say, that winning mentality does bring to a team. But hey, that's a tomato, tomato. In other news, the Olympics opened up with a muted ceremony. We've been talking Olympics talk. You think they'll get through the entire thing? All these cases.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like you might have sports.
Rising.
You might have sports where a medal isn't awarded, even, or something along those lines, or like it goes to someone that lost because they were still around. I think you're gonna see them, you know, push through it no matter what.
Hold on. Phone watch is going off. I was trying to.
Yeah, you're gonna see him. You know, I think push through it. It's just a matter of, you know, are they gonna be crawling to the finish line or not? I don't know. In other news, Kirk Bowles of the Austin American Statesman broke some news about the Big 12 schools.
Oh, Big 12.
Do you want me to get it to you now,
yeah,
or do you want to hold it off?
No, give it to me now.
A prominent Big 12 source tells the American Statesman that the Texas OU move to the SEC is almost done. Quote, they've been working on this for a minimum of 6 months, and the A&M leadership was left out of discussions and wasn't told about it.
Huh.
The move could become official in a week.
That's why, what, Ross Bjork, is that his name, or Russ, was so mad, huh? Texas A&M's AD.
Well, all people yesterday.
They fleeced him. They fleeced him, Charlie. Texas A&M didn't even know what was coming. They
people yesterday
fleeced.
Were like, we're just all over.
You know what this is?
Ross Bjork and Texas A&M. You know, they're so soft. Like, why are they running from Texas? You know, they won't play them. They left their conference. Like, they're trying to block it. That's so dumb. That's so soft. Like, it just makes a lot of logical sense that you'd
want
to be.
No, it's
going
to be tough for them.
I mean, of course they're going to try to block it. Why would they want another school from their state in the SEC?
Well, you know,
especially when it's Texas, because that's how they were out recruiting Texas.
Yeah. We're in the SEC.
Yeah, we're in the SEC.
Yeah, no, that's what I was about to say. You know, that's why. Now they're like, well, Texas now can say they're in the SEC. Wow, think about that. And we knew that yesterday when we were talking about this. This just wasn't an overnight happenstance. Like, oh, let's go move to the SEC, and they just talked about it last week. When these things happen, they're definitely carefully constructed, and it is with precision when the news drops as well, because it is imminent, like you just read, that it's likely a week away. So that means that, yeah, they kept it under wraps, didn't want A&M to find out, and they fleeced them. They fleeced
it's
College Football Nation.
It's going to be
Who thought this was coming? Nobody. Everyone thought this was coming, right? It's not something you were thinking about.
I mean, I wasn't, like, actively thinking about it, but, like, it's not surprising, I guess.
It's not surprising, but I'm saying, like, nobody
could ever. And we knew that their contracts with the Big 12 were running out. It's going to be pretty awkward, like, four more years for Texas and Oklahoma and the Big 12. It's like just breaking up with them but still living with them, until the lease runs out.
Yeah.
Counting
down the days.
You know, this move, obviously.
It's like when you quit a job. They're counting down the days.
This move obviously makes all the sense in the world for Texas.
Yes.
For Oklahoma, though, I don't think it makes as much sense.
I feel like it makes a lot of sense for them as well.
I mean,
it's going to be tougher.
The thing for Oklahoma, so Oklahoma doesn't make nearly as much money from their athletics as one probably thinks. I mean, it's still a big number, obviously, but not as much as people would think. So they're going to get money. Like, they're going to get even more money now from the SEC. But at the same time, they go from what was pretty much a perennial playoff team.
Yes.
To a team that makes it once or twice a decade in the SEC.
Yeah.
Unless they expand the playoffs, which, you know, could also be imminent, I guess. But, I mean, really, you just get better in every single sport. Every sport. I mean, you get Oklahoma softball and gymnastics and basketball and Texas basketball. And, oh, man, we're going to have to deal with Chris Beard. Oh, man.
Yeah.
God, the SEC basketball. We're going to be the best conference now. Yeah. Maybe. I just still hate this move so much. It just breaks up college football completely. And because, you know, I mean, the Big Ten or the Big 12, I guess, was probably breaking up either way because Texas was going to leave.
Can this move help Tennessee at all?
No. I mean, help them how? They'll make more money.
Do you think it'll help them? Like, a lot of people, I don't, on one end, they're saying, oh, bring these other two teams in. Tennessee's already one of the bottom feeders. They're never going to be able to get this thing turned around. On the other hand, you could say that some of the top elite talent now that will always come to the SEC because of it being a super conference, maybe get some of those leftovers. Some of those 4 and 5 stars who want to start and can't go make the Alabama or Texas roster. Or
I don't think that argument makes any sense. Like,
well, I'm just saying. Like, I mean,
I think even that might even make you less likely to get "quote unquote" leftovers. Like that one, I wouldn't really apply that.
I don't know the recruiting. I think feel like it helped too. Come play in the Super Conference now. Line up against Texas.
I mean, you're already. I don't really see like much added benefit.
We
to
play
recruiting.
Oklahoma
already,
this year.
You're already in the SEC, but. The only benefit I could see is if they shake up the divisions into pods and we end up with an easier schedule. I mean, I that would realistically be the only benefit I could think of that this would give us. And that, I guess, and like more money, but, you know, more money is nice. I don't know how much it really benefits our athletic program besides just here you have more money, which is always a good thing.
Money's great. Wu-Tang said it best. Cash rules everything around.
But, yeah, if you end up with a better schedule, I guess that's one way it could benefit Tennessee. Or if you end up with like an SEC semifinals and championship, which was also something that was mentioned, I guess maybe it makes it easier to compete for an SEC championship that way. I don't know. I feel like there's no really overwhelming impact on Tennessee that's positive or negative either way. It sucks, though, for me. Just because I don't want to see college football change, man.
Woe it's you.
It sucks. Like,
change
it
is
sucks.
Great, Charlie. Embrace the
why,
change.
Like, why? Why do we want the Big 12 to go away? It's something that we all enjoy. It's not like
the I don't care about the Big 12. I think it'd be cool if Oklahoma and Texas play in the SEC, though.
Well, okay, you don't care about the Big 12, but like you look
not,
at...
Not
I mean,
the Big 12 conference, but I do like the teams from the Big 12. You
well,
know,
that's the Big 12.
Well, they will move somewhere else, and but then, I, then I'll like them when
just,
they're in the
Pac-12.
It
shakes up the entire...
The
I mean, it shakes up the entire dynamic of college football. The entire dynamic. And it just gets us closer and closer to what basically feels like the minor leagues for the NFL. And it takes it takes away parity, in my opinion. And it puts all even more power in the hands of the group of five school or the Power Five schools, and takes away more from the group of five schools, which I would like to see more balance there. I would like to see more fairness towards them. It basically forces the Big Ten and the ACC and the Pac-12 and maybe even the American now to start making power plays for big teams and competing against each other, and just a bunch of shakeup. It's just – it's disgusting, really disgusting.
Wow.
I hate it. Hate it. It is gross. It is gross, and I'm still – makes me just feel like I'm on fire inside, Chance, when I think about it. I'm just so angry that they're ruining the sport I love.
Wow. 865-546-8200 is our number if you would like to chime in on this Friday.
We'll
take a quick time out on the other side. We'll close out hour number one. This is Fan Run Radio. Blitz rolls on here on this Friday, July 23rd. Chance and Charlie with you, wrapping up hour number one right here. Well, there's some stuff about some mean people in Florida.
Mean people? Oh, that's surprising.
Yeah.
Never would have seen that coming.
Well, a man named Tony, he did the right thing.
Shout out, Tony!
This comes from the Tampa Bay Times. He possibly saved a man's life as he was convulsing inside a car. But a Florida man was introduced to two very different kind of neighbors this week.
Oh,
one neighbor.
Florida man, like, you want the music, Florida man?
Yeah, give it to us.
I love this song.
Stupid. Everyone from Florida is dumb. I might not be the brightest guy, but next to them my IQ's high. If they had guitars, here's how they'd strum.
It's really so much fun to make fun of Florida.
It really is.
It just brings me joy.
It really is. Well, we're going to go on down to Tampa Bay. That's right, it comes from the Tampa Bay Times. A Florida man was introduced to two very different kind of neighbors, Charlie, as I told you. One, his name was Tony. He's a hero. The other was a family who was a bunch of bleeps. So, Tony, Tony, a Palm Beach community worker, was walking. He's just a lawn worker, walking down the street. And he sees a man who is having a serious seizure, as it says right here. Well, inside his vehicle, Antonio immediately rushed to help the guy, going as far as trying to stop the moving car with his own hands. Quote, without thinking twice, Tony ran up the rolling car on Dunes Road and grabbed the fender to try and stop it from rolling down the street further, deputies wrote. It ran over Tony's foot, but thankfully he had steel-toe boots on.
Oh, what a guy. Tony, get prepared.
But Tony, where he stopped this car, he actually recognized the driver from the neighborhood, and where Tony stopped the car, it ended up rolling into another neighbor's property. And you know what they said?
Get off my yard or I'll shoot you.
Pretty much.
Stand my ground laws.
Quote, get off our lawn, the homeowners reportedly said. Get the man out of here. Have him die somewhere else. You believe that?
I mean, what a terrible mouth breathing.
Very sad state. Moment for Tony, but he kept at it, deputy said. He had, like I said, recognized the driver from the neighborhood, ran to his home, and alerted the man's wife. Emergency workers did arrive at the scene moments later and treated the driver. After recovering from the health scare, the unidentified neighbor called the sheriff's office asking for Tony's phone number so he could personally thank him. But think about these other neighbors. Get him off our lawn. Have him die somewhere else. That man would have just died.
Shout out to Tony, though.
I mean, like, I guess they wouldn't have been even...
Would he have died from a seizure?
Yeah, you can. Yeah, definitely.
I feel like this normally don't kill people, though, right? Like, you just...
There are a lot of cases that seizures kill people. You get to convulsing, and somebody swallow your own tongue, choke.
Shout out to Tony, though, man.
Tony saved the man's life.
He must not be a native.
Of Florida, he can't be. He can't
be. I don't know. Maybe it proves that it's just... The majority of people from Florida are stupid.
That I can't believe those neighbors, though. Get off our lawn.
Get off our lawn. Go die somewhere else.
Yeah, the whole have him die.
You want me to end
else.
It faster?
So there are about 2 incidents of sudden death for every 1,000 people with epilepsy. And that's what you generally get, where the seizures come from.
So 2 every 1,000?
Yeah.
So like a 0.002% chance?
Yes, it's not that high.
Still, I mean...
It's pretty high for a seizure.
Alright.
Yeah. Hey, Florida
We haven't
people.
Had a good Florida man story
Florida
in a while.
People. Really, like, really. Generally, like, pretty funny. I mean, that was, like... I mean, that's pretty... the guy
like,
lives,
we haven't
so.
Had, like, a really funny one in a while. Because they just haven't been popping up. I don't know what's going on. The news stopped reporting on it.
They've just been doing...
Are they hiding it better?
There's no way they're doing good down in Florida.
Like,
not doing well.
I need a story about a man throwing an alligator through a drive-through window yesterday. Like, if I don't see something happening with an alligator, alcohol, and a shirtless Florida man within the next week, I'm going to lose my mind.
Hey, hour number one in the books. Hour number two on deck. Keep it locked here for The Blitz on Fan Run Radio.